Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Margaret Hick, and I'm at the Midwest Genealogy Library, and I am going to be interviewing my mother, Beverly Campbell. And today is October 30th, 2017. So we're going to get started. Okay, Mom, where and when were you born?
I was born in Independence, Missouri, at my mother and father's home, 1829 Home Avenue. And what else was it?
When?
Oh, 9528.
Okay. And you were born at the house?
At my parents' home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And was Uncle Larry born there, too?
My brother was also born
there. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Who were your parents?
The full names of what, my mother's maiden name or what?
Yeah.
Okay. My mother's name, Alice Harrington. And that was her maiden name. And my father's name is Joseph Patrick.
Okay. What were your parents like?
Wonderful. My dad was pretty strict with my brother and I. And the one thing I think is so funny, and we all laughed about it so many times, my dad turned me across his knee and was spanking me, and I bit his knee. And my dad could not believe I did that. it was terrible.
Wait, how old were you?
Oh, I was probably 10, 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh. What about Grandma? How was she?
Oh, my mother.
Your mom, yeah.
Well, my mother was an angel, I tell you. She was a perfect mother. She talked to me about the future, and she was not only my mother, but my best friend, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And did she didn't work, did she? Didn't she stay home?
No, she she worked before, when she was in high school, but she never worked out of the house.
Okay. When you were growing up, well, you kind of talked about this. Did you ever get into any trouble?
Yes. My brother and I, my aunt and uncle lived up on Hawthorne, and this couple lived next door to them always had lots of candy sitting out in their candy dish. And my brother and I went in the house and ate a bunch of candy. And they right away knew that somebody had been in the house. So Larry and I got in trouble. And my job was to teach my brother the Ten Commandments, and I didn't think he would ever learn them.
Was that because you guys stole the candy?
Yeah. Oh.
I guess we should back up. You should tell about Uncle Larry, about your brother, how old he was or how old.
Oh, well, my brother was 2 years younger than I am, and he retired from the State Highway Patrol. He ended up with Parkinson's disease, and he passed away 2 years ago or three. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think it's been 3 years, probably three years ago he passed away.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. And what was Uncle Larry like growing up then?
Well, we fought like cats and dogs. I called him the garbage man because he always had to take the garbage out. And then we'd fight when we was doing the dishes. I washed and he dried. And we just fought like cats and dogs when we were kids.
Oh, gosh.
I've got a scar in my, on my left hand here from when we was, Mom and Dad left us there at the house, the two of us, and I was running through the house, and I grabbed for the door, and I went through the windows of the door.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Blood, and then there was blood all over the house. Well, my mother and dad came home, and they thought we'd been murdered. They didn't know what had happened. And my mother's next-door neighbor took me to the hospital, and they had to sew my stitches tight, sew my hand up. That's the worst time I think I remember.
Let's see. What is your best memory of your childhood?
Let's see. Best memory of my childhood. Oh, boy.
Well, what about, didn't you guys travel a lot? Or?
Oh, yeah. My mother and dad traveled. Dad believed in traveling was better education than he could give us. So we would get in the car, and we'd always camp out because they didn't have hotels or motels then. And we traveled from Kansas City to Denver to Yellowstone Park to Glacier National Park to Canada, back down through North Dakota and South Dakota and Nebraska, and came back to Denver because my dad had run out of money. And my uncle had a dairy farm, and so he gave Dad money for us to get home on.
Oh, my gosh. But you guys did a lot of trips like that.
We had a lot of trips. I've been to two New York World's Fairs. Dad took us to California. I've been in every state in the Union except for the state of Washington.
Okay.
Dad wanted to see that we got in every, but we never made it to Washington.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. Are there, did you have any nicknames when you were growing up?
Yeah, they called me Pat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Patrick was my maiden name.
Oh, so okay.
They would call me Pat instead of Beverly.
Yeah. And then where did you go to, where did you go to school then?
I went to Bristol School in Independence.
Yeah.
And then went to Northeast Junior High and then to Northeast Senior High, where okay. I graduated in 1945.
Okay. And I do remember this. How old were you when you graduated?
What?
How old were you when you graduated high school?
16.
Yeah. Because you didn't do...
I started to college when I was 16.
Okay. And that's because you... When
they
did
didn't
you
have
start?
Eighth grades at that time.
Okay.
We didn't have an eighth grade.
And I know we've talked about this, but how did you get to school every day?
Walked. We had to walk. They didn't have buses back then when I went to school, so we walked to school. And when I graduated from Bristol High School, well, this is so funny, they gave me, I never missed a day of school, and they gave me a little silver tin button saying I was a perfect attendance.
But what if, now, because you graduated from Northeast High School, though.
We had to go, we was in Independence, but we had to go to the Kansas City Public Schools.
Okay.
So we had to ride the public bus. And when I went to high school, it was during World War II. And so we'd catch the bus, and we had to stand all the way there. And then we'd get to what they called the quarterhouse. What was it called? It was there at Northeast, and it was on Independence Avenue is where it was, right there. And then we had to catch the trolley there to go on up to St. John, where the school was then.
Oh, okay.
We had to catch a trolley. And the boys always liked to pull the buttons off of the trolleys. The conductor had to get out, and we used to laugh. We thought that was so funny.
Oh, gosh. And what about, who were your best friends in high school?
Oh, Kathleen Gash was my best friend. And Virginia, Virginia Holman, they were my best friends in high school.
Okay. And then those two, I know you've kept in touch with Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Kathleen. And we think that Virginia has passed away because we haven't heard from her for a couple of years.
Okay. And then when you guys were younger, say maybe in high school, mm-hmm. what was a perfect day for you? What did you guys do?
Well, every day was pretty nice for us because when we was in high school, it was during the war, and the first thing we'd always hear about on the internet was what was going on during the war. And so, you know, we was way out of it as far as what was going on in the world. All we knew was war at yeah. that time. And yeah. that's about all, you know.
And when you were growing up, what did you think your life would look like when you got older? What did you want to do?
Just be a good mother and a good wife and a good person.
Okay. Okay, let's move on to when you got married. I guess we could talk about college, though. Where did you go to college?
Missouri Valley College at Marshall, Missouri.
Okay.
And that's where I met my husband.
Okay.
And we got married after I was there a year. Then I had to put him through school, go to work.
And how did you know when you met Dad that he was the one?
Oh, we just both fell in love right away. I mean, it was so funny because we had to work at the dorm and sit down as downstairs and call the girls when they had dates. Well, I called his date up, went up to get her. We didn't have intercom.
So he came to pick somebody else up.
Yeah, he came to pick me up and then he turned around and kissed me. And I thought, oh my gosh, that was so neat. He went out with his date, and then after that, we dated all through college until we got married.
And how
I'm telling you the truth. So.
I know. How did Dad propose to you?
Well, we was at the library. We always went to the library and studied every night. And that night, it was a beautiful night. We sat out on the steps of the library, and he looked at me, and he said, would there be any chance at all that you'd let me give you a ring? And I said, yes. What? Because I was so much in love with him.
Oh. Let's see. Okay, what were some of the best times that you and Dad had in college?
Well, we went on, my mother and Dad, Missouri Valley was in a football game at Tampa, Florida. And so Mom and Dad said they would take us down there. And so we drove to Tampa, Florida, and we got to see the Missouri Valley play in a bowl game down there.
Oh, okay.
And that was such a neat time for us. You know, we'd only been married a short time, and that was so neat.
Oh, I guess we should talk about your wedding. We should talk about when you guys got married. What happened?
Well, my father was very much against me getting married because I was just 18. And so he told me he never wanted me to see Bill again. So what I did is I threw all my clothes out the window and we eloped. Went to Kansas City, Kansas, because I wanted to be married by a minister. And we was married by a Lutheran minister in Kansas City, Kansas. And then he had tickets for us to fly to St. Louis. I'd never been on a plane before, but he had, and he got real sick. And I thought, oh, dear, what am I going to do now? And a World Series was on there, and we had a hotel. Oh, I can't remember the name of the hotel now. But we could only stay two nights because the team was coming in to play in the World Series. So we just got on a bus and went back to Marshall, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Was it the Phillips Hotel? Was it the Phillips?
And that's here in Kansas City. Huh?
Okay.
No, it was, I don't remember what the name of it was. It was one of the nice hotels there.
And what about since your dad didn't want you to get married to Dad, mm-hmm. what did he do?
Well, this is a real interesting story, Margaret, because my Aunt Mildred, which you remember, had written me, we didn't have phones, so she had written me a letter and said that they were celebrating my grandma and grandpa's 50th anniversary, and she would like for me to come up. And so I thought, well, she must have talked to Dad to want me to come up to it. So Bill and I got on the bus and went up, because we didn't have a car, went on a bus and went up to Independence, and Aunt Mildred and Uncle Roy met us and took us to their house. And then that afternoon, they were going to have the party at Mom and Dad's house. And Bill and I walked over, and Dad was in the driveway. And he grabbed both of us and cried. And him and Bill were the best of friends from then on. My brother often said that he wished he'd had the relationship with Dad as much as what Bill
did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Because how long did he not talk to you after you guys got married? Was it very long?
No, it was just about a week.
Yeah.
10 days later.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, and then Dad and Grandpa were best friends.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yes. They did everything together.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your marriage to Dad? Any stories that you can remember that are your favorite?
I remember that night he took me to real nice place in St. Louis to dinner, and I thought, oh my goodness, where did he get the money to pay for this? Because he was in college and I was too, but he treated me like a queen. That's all I got to say.
Okay, let's see. Let's talk about working. So what did you do for a living?
You mean before I got married, when I was in school, or what?
Well, yeah, let's talk about that before
you
got married.
Okay, my first job was with Lerner's up in Independence. I don't know if Lerner's is still around or not, but it was a clothing store.
Yeah.
And so I went up there, and I just loved doing it. And then they had a big Christmas party for us at the Mühlbach. This is so funny. And we went down to the Mühlbach, and they had a big dinner for us. And then the hors d'oeuvre was shrimp. Well, I didn't know you were supposed to peel shrimp, so I'm just eating the shells and all. And I thought, oh, God, I'm a girl from the country. I looked at everybody else that peeled theirs, and I'd eaten the whole shell. Oh, dear Margaret.
And then what did you do after that? What was your other job?
Well, I worked at Lerner's, and then I went to work for Farmers Insurance then. And I was what they called an investigator for them. They had me do is when they had a loss, and then I was supposed to investigate and make for sure that it was a true loss.
Okay.
And I loved doing it. It was a wonderful job until I got pregnant for Pat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after
I got pregnant for Pat, I never worked after that then. Did I? Oh, I did some part-time work at Vindo. The personnel manager at Vindo asked me to come in and do some part-time secretarial work because I took shorthand and typing. And I ended up there almost 2 years. And I thought, I can't do this anymore because I had Pat and my mother was watching me.
And then, but then what did you do? What did you retire from?
Mary Kay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mary Kay Cosmetics. Mm-hmm.
And you started doing that and
I did it for 38 years.
68?
No, I started in 69, I think it was. How many years would that have been?
Well, you started in 69, and then you just retired. So
how many years?
Till 2016, so.
Okay. How many years is that? You got a pencil.
Oh, gosh. Did you have any ideas of what you thought you would be when you grew up after college?
I wanted to be an airline hostess.
Oh, okay.
And my mother talked me out of that.
Do you have any favorite stories from working?
Well, I think it's really interesting that I had a car. My dad bought me a car. And Dylan, I'd never had a car, so he bought me a car and go back and forth and work. I picked up three men every day, took them to work with me. And they used to kid me about driving these three men because we all worked at Farmers Insurance there together. And that's when you had to strike shift. And you, when I went up 12th Street, I had to keep my foot on the clutch and on the accelerator both at the same time.
And then what about your Mary Kay days? Do you have any favorite stories from then?
We had so many. One of my most favorite story is we was in my pink Cadillac. We was on our way to Dallas for a convention, and we got a flat tire. And a patrolman, we just sat there until somebody come by, and this finally a highway patrolman came by. And he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "We've got a flat tire." And so he said, "Well, open your trunk up." Well, in my trunk was all zebra luggage. So he thought we were a bunch of girls going to Dallas. It wasn't really true where it came from. And he called Dr. Powell up, and Dr. Powell said, "Oh, yes, they're true girls. There's nothing wrong with them."
Did he change your tire for you?
No, they called. Dr. Powell had picked us up, and then he had the car towed in. Dr. Powell did in Gainesville.
Oh, okay, okay.
His wife was my best friend.
Okay, let's talk about religion. Mm-hmm. So what religion did you grow up?
Well, I was baptized as an RLDS, because that's what Mother's family was. But I had asthma real bad when I was a child. And so I had an aunt that came in from Texas, and she was a practitioner with the Christian Scientists. And so she sat there with me, and I just could start breathing again and didn't have to use a cone to breathe with. And she prayed with me, and so I became a Christian Scientist. And I thoroughly believe in it, and I still believe in it. It's mind over matter. But when I married Bill, he was from a Presbyterian minister, so it was hard for him to accept this religion. So I became a Presbyterian then when we got married.
Okay. And let's see. Do you think you've seen any miracles in your life?
Oh, yes, I have. I saw my husband when I was having you. They told me that Bill had cancer of the lungs, and I just would not believe it, and I prayed and prayed, and my miracle was that he did not have cancer of the lung.
Yeah.
He was in one hospital, and I was in another.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He was in St. Joe, and I was in the Independence Sanitarium.
You were having me in one hospital, and...
In Independence, in the Sanitarium. Well, is Independence, what do they call it now, the... Independence Hospital.
Center Point now. It's
back then it was just
Independence
called,
Regional.
It's called the Sanitarium.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was so funny because years ago the Sanitarium was a healing hospital for TB. Mm-hmm. And they just never gave the name up on it.
Yeah. Okay. And then this is a good question. When you meet God, what do you want to say to him?
Thank you for all my blessings on earth.
Okay. Let's just talk about your life as far as who was the most important person in your life?
My mother.
Okay. And then can you tell me about her a little bit more?
Well, I always just, like I said before, my mother was my best friend, but she was such a good person. She never said anything bad about anyone. And she told me never to say anything bad because she said that girl had a mother and that she was not bad. No child is born bad. Mother kept telling me that. So I believed her, but found out different later on that there are bad kids out there.
And then who has been the biggest influence in your life?
probably my mother was the biggest influence in my life. Yeah.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yeah. Always be good. Never talk about anybody bad. And just be a good person is all I can say.
Okay. And what is your earliest memory?
Of what?
I guess just, you know, as a child or...
Well, I think probably my earliest memory was I had curly hair like yours. And my mother used to, every morning, make the curls, and then the long curls. And after she'd do it, I'd shake them all out. That was so mean of me. My mother finally gave up and didn't make curls for me anymore.
And then, what are you proudest of in your life?
I'm proudest of my husband that gave us a good living. And we had made many a trip that he'd won. And then having my four children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go back over that because we had Pat, and we never had any more children. And we were married 8 years before we ever had him. And so we went to the Adoption Bureau, and we talked to them that we'd like to adopt. We didn't care whether it was a boy or girl. And so they came out and checked our home, and they called us and said that if we were married, did we have a good marriage, which we did, and they said, would it matter to you whether it's a girl or boy? And we said no, and they said, well, we've got a girl here that we think would really fit into your family. And so we went down, and that's when we adopted Mary Alice. Mm-hmm. And 13 months later, I was pregnant with her. And then another 12 months later, I was pregnant with another one.
And why? What was tell the story about how you got pregnant. Well, I know how you got pregnant, but why? Didn't Grandma tell you you couldn't get pregnant if you were nursing?
Oh, yes, I was nursing, and I was nursing Pat, I guess.
No, you were nursing me.
I was nursing Margaret, and Mother said, as long as you're nursing, you will not get pregnant, honey. And I was pregnant a year later. There's only 13 months difference in the two of them.
I guess you should go over the kids. How many kids you had and what their names were.
Okay. My first one was Patrick. Patrick Allen Campbell. And he was born March the 25th, He's 10 years younger than you are.
10 years older, 1952, 53?
Yeah, that's when he was born. It's Independence Regional. And my husband was supposed to go on a business trip with a bunch of men to Peoria, Illinois. And so he left the next day. I was waiting so long to have a baby. And he bought all these cigars and took them with him. And he had more fun than I did at the hospital. Never forget that.
And then came Mary.
Yeah, Mary. And then when we got Mary, we adopted Mary then. And she came from Catholic Charities, which were not Catholic. But they told us that that's where we would pick her up. And we went there, and the nuns were there, and they got down on their knees and prayed that we had taken Mary.
Oh.
And I'll just never forget.
Yeah. And you took her as a baby from there.
Oh, yeah. She was, I don't think she was only about 6 months, 7 months old. I don't even remember how old Mary was at that time.
Was she that old, or was she a newborn?
No, I think she was younger than that. Yes, she was. And my parents, this is so funny, my parents really did not want us to adopt because they kept thinking I would be able to have one. But when we adopted Mary, her birthday was the same day as my dad's. And my dad, that was his girl then.
Yeah, yeah.
And so very happy with that. Yeah.
Good. And then your other two?
Oh, after marriage. After we got married, when we're getting the final papers on her, I was pregnant with you, Margaret. And then 13 months later, I was pregnant with Nancy. So I guess adopting Mary really helped us to have a family of four.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And then when we were growing up, what were some of your best memories when we were all growing up?
Well, this wasn't a best memory, but I just remember that you and Nancy used to argue so bad, and Dad told you he was going to put boxing gloves on you and put you out in the front yard and let you fight it out. And I still remember that. But no, good memories was, the whole family, really. I was so glad to have a family of four children at that time.
And then let's talk about where you lived. So after your dad got married, where did you guys live?
After Dad got married, well, Dad built us a home, Bill and I a home, there on Cedar.
On Cedar, right behind?
Right behind Mother and Dad's house.
Right.
And then what did you say?
No, that was just, I was going to ask the houses you lived in. So you lived on Cedar.
Yeah. While we was in college, you should go back to that. We lived in a housing unit down there at Missouri Valley College
for
3 years. And that was, the walls were like paper. we were all right there together.
And then you moved, after you got married, you lived on Cedar.
Yeah, Dad built the house, and we moved to Cedar.
Yeah, but your dad.
Yeah, not my father.
Yeah,
he was a builder, and so he built this house for us, and a lot of memories there. Building the house, Bill was helping at the end after I wasn't quite ready when Bill graduated from college. And I remember Dad said to Bill, "Now, how many feet is that, or how many inches is it?" And Bill said, "Well, it's a slash mark with three little dots." After my dad said, "You just graduated from college. You don't know what that is." And Bill said, "No."
Oh, gosh.
And then my husband nailed his overalls to the roof of the house.
Oh, that's right. When he was putting the shingles on.
They used to kid one another. They were the best of friends, my dad and my husband. They did a lot of things. They didn't do everything. They did everything together.
Let's see. How did you choose all of our names? Do you remember that?
Well, the first one was Patrick, and I thought, I wanted to have somebody after my maiden name, so I named him Patrick. And then Mary, my mother's name was Alice. And I said to Pat, would you like for her to have as her first name? And Pat said Mary. Pat's the one that married.
Yeah, so he named her.
Yeah, he named her. And then when you came along, your birthday was the same day as Uncle Roy's and Margaret's surprises. And so I and Bill had a sister named Margaret. And so that's when we decided on Margaret for you. Nancy, we didn't know what we was going to name her until the day I came home from the hospital. We ran out of ideas for names, so she just got the name of Nancy because Dr. Stacy's nurse's name was Nancy.
The nurse was Nancy, yeah.
But she was so good to me.
Oh, gosh. What are you proudest of? I may have asked that. Proudest of in your life, I think I asked that. Mm-hmm.
Of all your kids.
Yeah. And do you have any regrets at all?
That I didn't go back to college. I wished I'd gone back there many a time.
Because you did 1 year, or?
I had close to 2 years.
Okay.
But I regretted that I didn't go back. Well, I did go back for a while. I went to St. Teresa's. after Bill and I moved to Kansas City for a year. So, but I have like probably 30, 40, I probably got 45, 50 year hours in. I don't know what it is.
Okay. And then if you, like, how would you like to be remembered?
As a good mother, a good grandmother, a good wife, and a belief in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's talk about your family heritage. So, as far as you know, what is your ethnic background?
I'm mainly English and some Irish. And they said when we checked it that there was some Danish in there too. But mainly it was English and Irish. I think that showed up.
Okay. And then what about the American Indian part?
Well, they didn't. They said that we had some, but my dad used to say we was Indian, but it never came out in that.
What did it, the genealogy.
Genealogy. Yeah. Never came out in that, so I don't know.
Okay. And
I think years ago everybody had some Indians.
And then where is your mom's family from?
England. My grandmother came over on the St. Mary boat ship, and grandfather was from London, England. Not London, Canada. So they were both full-blooded English.
Okay. And then do you know when they came over?
Oh, I don't know. You mean the date they came over?
About the year, but...
Oh, gosh, I don't... It was a prearranged marriage, so I don't know, honey.
Okay.
She came over to marry my grandfather. Years ago, they used to do that, and they'd have a prearranged
but
marriage.
But that was your grandparents.
That was my grandparents, okay. Yeah. Is that who you was talking about? My mom and dad?
Yeah, your mom and dad.
Well, mother's full-blooded English.
Yeah, okay.
And then Dad is Irish, and he said he has some Indian, but very, very little Indian in him. And, gosh, I don't know. Dad used to tell us not to look back at his. He might want to know some of it, and I don't remember. It wasn't anything bad, no.
And then what traditions have you passed down that you grew up with?
Well, I grew up being a very religious person, and I went to church every Sunday, and I played the organ in the church, and what was the rest of it?
Oh, just like any traditions that you had growing up that you passed down to us.
Oh, that passed down. I think one of the most wonderful things was you, because you read the Bible completely through. I don't know how many times, but you had read the Bible completely through. And so I thought something good came, you know, from me trying to bring you kids up in a religion that you was not used to, which was a Christian Science religion.
Yeah.
But by this time I was a Presbyterian, but I still practice my religion, and I still do, and I still read the book, the Mary Baker Eddy book, every night before I go to bed instead of the Bible.
Yeah, okay. And who were your favorite relatives?
Oh, I love my grandma. I just thought she was...
Was that Grandma Harrington?
Mm-hmm, Grandma Harrington. She was only about 5 foot tall, and she was just as cute as a button. After having 12 kids, she was still just a wonderful, wonderful person. So she was my ideal of a person, my grandmother was.
And tell the story about her, with her arranged marriage then. Was that Grandma Harrington?
Uh-huh. They sent her over from England to have a prearranged marriage. And the man was from Canada. And so they met. And she was a seamstress. And I don't remember what Grandpa did at that time. But she took in sewings, and he ended up working at Sheffield Steel. And the prearranged marriage was a wonderful one because he ended up with 12 kids.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then what about any of your cousins or aunts and uncles or of those
most
favorites?
All of my mother's relatives are gone. And my dad's side, I only have Cooper and his wife. Larry passed away.
But you were close to Inez.
Oh, yes, Inez. That
was your cousin.
That was my cousin.
Your dad's side.
Mm-hmm, on my dad's side. But they're all gone, you know. And on my mother's side, Shirley was my cousin. Harrington was her name, and Shirley and I were very close. We were just a year apart. And so we went to high school together and rode the bus together. And she lived just a block away from us.
Okay, so those are the ones that you were close to then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think you've told us the stories about growing up, how you would get together on Sundays at Grandma's house.
Grandmother had us all there for dinner every Sunday, and we always looked so forward to everybody going. But most of the family was all boys, and so Shirley and I had always end up doing all the dishes by ourselves. No boy, neither girls to help us, because they were all boys, my cousins.
And let's talk just a little bit about Aunt Mimi and Uncle Roy a little bit, like who they were, because they were important.
Okay, my Aunt Mildred and my Uncle Roy, they built a house across the street from my mother's and dad's house, and they never had children. And so when my mother and dad passed away, Aunt Mildred and Uncle Roy became the grandparents for my kids. And you really don't even remember the grandparents much, my mother and dad, do you, honey?
I do a little bit, but...
Yeah, Pat does, but, you know, you were pretty young. But they just came in and took the kids and our family completely over. And Uncle Roy left us a place at the lake. And Aunt Mildred bought Margaret's wedding dress for her. Mm-hmm. And it's you that she bought the wedding dress for. And so without them, I don't think I would have been able to cope with everything if it hadn't been for Aunt Mildred and Uncle Roy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was your mom's sister?
My mother's sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then...
They never had children.
Right. Let's talk about your mom's siblings then. How many siblings did she have?
Well, there was... you mean like her sisters and brothers?
Mm-hmm.
She had...
Was there 12 of them? Is that?
I'm trying to. There was three. Harold was the oldest, and then his name. There were just three boys, four boys in the family, in mother's family, and rest of them were all girls, and the four boys, two of them, the first two were in the First World War. And the third one, I know the last one was Earl, and he died from what they called a carbuncle on his arm, and that was blood poisoning, which they didn't have anything to do for it. And he was only 23 years old, and his wife was pregnant at the time.
Mm.
And so he never knew that he had a boy.
Oh.
And Grandma was very close to him for a while, but when she remarried, the closeness stopped, you know, because she had a family of her own she had to be with at that time, so kind of sad.
Yeah. Are there any other stories you want to share that we haven't talked about?
Mm. I think one of the funniest stories about you and Doug, we all went to Florida. And Margaret was so looking forward to going to Florida to spring training. And we got down there and it rained the entire time. And she even got out on the beach with her swimsuit on. It was so cold and raining. And she was so upset that she'd gone to Florida for the first time and didn't get any sun. You remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I remember that, yes. Okay, let's talk about, like, when we were growing up and just about, like, when Pat, since Pat was older than us, like, when Pat went away to college, how you felt about that?
Oh, yes. You girls were so mean to my, your baby brother. He'd bring a girl home from school just to visit, and they go in there and they say, "Are you going to marry my brother?" Pat got to the point where he didn't want to bring anyone home. They thought he was going to marry one of them. You was pretty bad with Pat. You pestered him a lot.
We did. He pestered us, though.
Oh, did he? He had a motorcycle, and I did not know that, but he used to take the girls riding on the motorcycle all the time. I didn't know that till later.
But then when he went away to college, how did you feel about that?
I cried. Yeah. I felt like somebody had just died.
Yeah.
The first one to go away to college, and I'd go in his room, and I thought, oh, this is terrible. I really felt bad, you know, when he first went to college. Now, you want to know when Mary went to college? I didn't cry near as much. And then when Margaret went to college, I was used to three of you being gone. Then when Nancy went to college, I painted a room the day she left.
So it got easier.
Yes, it did.
And then, let's just talk about Dad real quick about the military. So what did Dad do and what was he in?
He was a sergeant in the military, in the Army. And he was in all three invasions. He was in the invasion of the Philippines, the invasion of Europe, and what was the other one? What was the third invasion of? Can you remember? There were three invasions. Italy.
Oh, okay.
That's when that was, that invasion. And he was very proud to be in the service. He's very proud to have been in the Army, and he had his ribbons that we got with his picture with his uniform on, and he thought that every boy should serve in the service at some time or other. He thought that should be a thing that every boy should have to do, whether it's peace or war, you know, that they should have to be in the Army for 2 or 3 years just to say that they were serving their country.
And he was on
he was on a ship the entire time, even though he was in the Army. He was a radio operator. And one time he has a ribbon for when came across the radio that there were some airplanes close or picked them up. And so he saved a lot of people on the ship at that time because they were ready for him when they got there. Then he was very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got a medal for it, too.
And then what was it like living during the war?
Well, it wasn't much fun. Because
you were during the Depression. And
well, during the Depression, that was before my time.
Yeah, yeah.
But during the war, why, you know, that's all I knew was war when I was in high school, graduating 45, and right before that was when the war ended. So, you know, that's all I knew was war. We rationed everything. I still got my ration books at home. Mm-hmm. I should give them to one of you kids to keep and show. But they were regular ration books where we was allowed so much sugar and so much flour. And we all had stamps, just like food stamps right then. So
everybody had those?
Mm-hmm. Everybody had to apply for them. And Larry and I, all the children in the family had to apply for them, too. So that's when we would get our ration when we go to, where was it, on the old Safeway store on 23rd Street where we had to go pick our rations up.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have any other questions?
Well, I've always been very proud of Margaret because she looked more like my family than the other kids did. And everybody thinks we do look alike, right?
They do, mm-hmm. Yes. Everybody thinks you and Mary look alike, even though she was adopted, though.
Oh, yes. When she was in college, they had a look-alike of the babies. I sent my picture down, and Mary, our adopted daughter, her picture, and they voted us as the most look-alike. here she was adopted.
And then Pat looks like Dad, and Nancy looks like Dad's side.
Yeah, you're the only one that looked like my side. I always think Pat looks a lot like my cousin. And he's passed away now, but he looked a lot like one of my cousins, too. And we used to think that's the only one in my family that he looked like.
Okay. Everything else?
I don't know. I can think of, honey.
Okay.